Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man who points loaded revolver at deputy arrested for aggravated assault and battery. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A 911 call was placed by a 31-year-old man on Thursday, December 29th, who reported he had just left his uncle's residence after an altercation. Deputies contacted the 31-year-old at around 11:45 a.m. at a different location to get a statement about what had happened. Another deputy responded to the 65-year-old uncle's house on Olmsted Road to inquire about the incident, according to Lieutenant Paul Ponnell. Upon approaching and knocking on the glass storm door of the residence, the 65-year-old man, who was identified as Roger McLean, opened the door with a gun pointed at the deputy. According to Ponnell, McLean told the deputy he would shoot him. The deputy immediately retreated and took cover and advised the man he needed to drop his weapon. After a period of negotiation, McLean finally complied and dropped the gun and was arrested. Ponnell said the weapon was a .38 special, five-shot snub-nose revolver, which was loaded and was confirmed when deputies seized the weapon after he was taken into custody without further incident. The man was charged with felony aggravated assault and battery. Former President Trump to do a phone interview on conservative radio talk show on January 14th. A political radio station's host out of Sheridan, part of the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network, will do a phone interview with Trump on January 10th, and it will be aired on January 14th, according to Cowboy State Daily News. The host of Wyoming is Right conservative talk radio, Jeff Wallach, will speak with the former president for 15 minutes. Wallach hopes to question Trump about the 2024 election, the First Amendment, and election integrity, according to Cowboy State Daily. Wallach hosts the conservative talk show on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on Kix 96.5. He affirms he is pro-Trump, and many of his listeners are as well. The Trump interview will be available online after the radio broadcast on the 14th. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalene.